And let us pray. Almighty God, we praise you for the great company of saints who have finished their lives in faith and now rest from their labors. We remember especially our brother Gerard, whom you have redeemed by the blood of your Son, Jesus Christ, and received as your dear child through holy baptism. We thank you for giving him to us as a companion on our earthly pilgrimage. In your compassion, comfort all those who are sad in this hour. We praise you for your love in Jesus Christ, which sustains us in life and in death. In our earthly sorrows, help us to find strength in the fellowship of the church, joy in the forgiveness of sins, and hope in the resurrection to eternal life. You do not leave us comfortless, but strengthen and care for us through your word and sacrament. You give us family, friends, neighbors to help when there is loneliness now and in the days to come. Brighten our future with a firm trust in your promises and in your care. Lord, in your mercy. Lord Jesus Christ, Son of God, Savior of the world, Head of the Church, Good Shepherd of your flock, it has pleased you to call Pastor Gerard into your glorious presence. In humility, we submit to your will, and we respect your ways, even though they are beyond understanding. We thank and praise you for all the blessings and mercies you bestowed on your departed servant, especially for the years that you permitted him to be your under-shepherd, to preach your saving gospel in fullness and in purity, to minister the holy sacraments according to your institution, to instruct the young and old, to comfort the sorrowing, to counsel the troubled, to visit the sick, and to bring back the erring. We praise you for having kept him faithful in the face of trials and difficulties, for having given success to your word which he proclaimed, for having built your temple in the hearts of many through his ministry, and for giving him a blessed death and reception into the kingdom of your glory in heaven. Comfort all who mourn his departure. Take them into your tender care and heal their sorrowing hearts with the balm of your holy word. May the death of your servant remind us of the frailty of this life, and let your Holy Spirit ever keep before us the goal of inheriting everlasting life. Help us to remember all who have spoken the word of God to us and urged us to consider their way of life, that we, imitating their faith, may appear before you without fear when you return in your glory and power. Lord, in your mercy, remove our fears and make us bold to pray with confidence as our Savior taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who have trespassed against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. And let us pray. Merciful Father and Lord of life, with whom live the spirits of those who depart in the faith, we thank you for the blessings of body and soul that you granted this departed brother, whose earthly remains we now commend to you. Above all, we rejoice at your gracious promise to all your servants, living and departed, that we shall rise again at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. And in Matthew chapter 21, we read this. His master replied, "Well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful with a few things. I now put you in charge of many things. Come and share your master's happiness." Lord Jesus, we thank you that Gerard now enjoys your happiness in the kingdom of heaven after his faithful service in administering your word and sacraments. Amen.
We hear in 1 Corinthians chapter 15. Therefore, my dear brothers, stand firm, let nothing move you. Always give yourselves fully to the work of the Lord, because you know that your labor in the Lord is not in vain. We thank you, O Lord, for Brother Gerard's faithful ministry to you, and especially as he served faithfully even for a short time, risen Savior, and shared the wonderful message of God's Word with us. Lord, as he is now receiving that inheritance in heaven, remind us that we too have that through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
A reading from 2 Timothy chapter 4. I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. Henceforth, there is laid up for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will award me on that day, and not only to me, but also to all who have loved this appearing. Lord, we thank you for the ministry of Gerard. We ask that you would continue to be with the people that he has blessed, that you would be with them in their grief. We ask you to be with his wife, Jessica, as well, and lift her up. Give her that hope and the sure and certain hope of the resurrection. Amen.
In the words of our Lord on the cross, it is finished.
Gerard, your call is to heaven now, to be with the saints and with all the people who have been so graciously saved by our Lord and Savior. We ask you, Lord, to be with Jessica and the family as they mourn your departure, but we know you are now in glory in heaven. Amen.
Surely Jeremiah described the call upon Gerard's life in chapter 3, verse 15. And I will give you shepherds after my own heart, who will feed you with knowledge and understanding.
We thank you, Father, his life together with his congregation and community. You have led by the Holy Spirit to serve your people, to build up your church, and to glorify your name. We give you thanks that his life exemplified in word and deed the gospel of your Son. Grant his family, friends, and Jessica peace as they look forward to being reunited to rejoice in your kingdom forever. Through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Promise was given in Revelation chapter 3. To him who overcomes, I will give the right to sit with me on my throne, just as I overcame and sat down with my Father on his throne. Dear Lord, Heavenly Father, we thank you that through the waters of baptism you called Gerald to be your child. We thank you, Lord, that you called him to be a servant, an under-shepherd of our Lord. Now you have called him home so that he can once again sit in the lap of his father, and rejoice in his many blessings. Pray, Lord, that you be with Jessica now as well, as she looks to you, and be with the family as they look to you as well, knowing that they can crawl in the lap of their Heavenly Father and know that he gives them an ear. In your Son's name we pray. Amen.
God promised through the prophet Isaiah that his word would not return empty or void, but that it would accomplish the purpose for which he sent it. Heavenly Father, we thank you that your word has accomplished its purpose in the life of Gerard, giving him faith in you and trust in our Lord Jesus. And we pray, Lord, that though our time with him here was short, we look forward to that time extending out into eternity, thanks to Jesus. And as Gerard spoke your word, Lord, here on earth, we entrust the word which he spoke to you and believe that you can continue to work through him, through the ways that he has touched all of our lives and the lives of so many. And so we pray that you would even continue your ministry now. And especially we ask that in the heart and life of Jessica and his family. In Jesus' name, amen.
St. Paul wrote to the Philippian church, I thank my God in all my remembrance of you. Always in every prayer of mine for you all, making my prayer with joy. Because of your partnership in the gospel from the first day until now. And I am sure of this, that he who began a good work in you will bring it to completion at the day of Jesus Christ. My brother, my namesake, you are not here in these ashes, but each Sunday as we celebrate the Holy Eucharist, and I pray that with angels and archangels and all the company of heaven, you, my brother, are there. I look forward to seeing you not in heaven, but at each Eucharist, along with all the faithful departed. My brother, you are finally in God's peace.
Jessica, it's no mistake that David ended that 23rd Psalm, that Psalm of comfort, with reassuring words, "Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever." Father, we thank you for the mercy and the grace that you showered upon our brother Gerard each and every day of this earthly life. And now, Father, through the sacrifice of your Son on that cross and his resurrection, Gerard dwells in the house of the Lord forever. Amen.
Having returned to his hometown in Nazareth, Jesus entered the synagogue and read from the prophet Isaiah. Having finished that reading, he rolled up the scroll, gave it to the attendant, sat down, and with authority he said to those present, "Today in your hearing, these words have been fulfilled." For a pastor who spoke the promise of God of forgiveness, life, and salvation, again today, in our hearing, on his behalf, these words have been fulfilled. Blessed indeed are those who have heard the words of Christ, who have believed them, who have shared them, and who now enter the rest of our Father in heaven. Amen.
Holy Spirit, Son Jesus, Father God, watch over these earthly remains until such time as the Son of Man returns with power and with glory in the sword and shield of David, and all are risen again. Amen. Jessica, as he came to Circuit 26 meetings, he had a whole lot more hair than in this picture here. In Exodus 3, the Lord changed Moses' life in an instant. He challenged him. He laid out for Moses a future he could not have imagined a moment before. And in his protesting, the Lord answered to Moses, who was complaining he couldn't make it. He said, "I will be with you." My prayer for you is that each day the Lord lift you up in his arms and remind you that as he rolls out a vast and fruitful future for you, that he will remind you daily that he is with you. Amen.
We now commit Gerard's body to its final resting place, earth to earth, ashes to ashes, dust to dust, in the sure and certain hope of the resurrection to eternal life through our Lord Jesus Christ, who will change our lowly bodies so that they will be like his glorious body by the power that enables him to subdue all things to himself. May God the Father, who created this body, may God the Son, by whom his blood redeemed this body, may God the Holy Spirit, who by holy baptism sanctified this body to be his temple, keep these remains to the day of the resurrection of all flesh. Amen. And let us pray. Almighty God, by the death of your Son, Jesus Christ, you destroyed death. By his rest in the tomb, you sanctified the graves of your saints. And by his glorious resurrection, you brought life and immortality to light, so that all who die in him abide in peace and hope. Receive our thanks for the victory over death and the grave, which he has now won for us. Keep us in everlasting fellowship with him, all that wait for him on earth, and with all in heaven who are with him, who is the resurrection and the life, Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Now may the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you his peace. Amen.